producer Porkchop, the Vic kicking off the week. You know, that sets the tone for the week.
Yeah, I got to win every day this week now.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. I would like to put on the record, I still have not won for 2020.
No, I think you have one or two wins.
I think you have one or two.
One was a fluke.
Of course.
And then the other one was legit.
Okay, I take that back.
That's based off of
I won on a fluke. Yeah. Loves it. Okay, so, Liv, you brought up something we were talking about off air, so
yes.
We want to talk about this.
So, yeah, it's just something very, very interesting. And, it's just something I noticed, and the person's husband actually brought it up to me. So, we're talking about people that kind of portray something on Instagram or just social media in general that's not really true. So there's this girl that I know, and she is a mother, and she seems like a great mother. She's constantly like posting about her kid, and she gets to spend so much time because she works from home. So she is constantly posting about him, saying like, you know, you're the love of my life, you're like my best friend, all of this great stuff. And it just looks like they have so much fun all day, every day. And she just looks like she's the most incredible mom, which I'm not saying she's not. So I go to this like get together, and I see her husband there. And I go, oh, like, are you guys thinking about having any other kids soon? Like, are you going to give, you know, him a little brother or sister? And he goes, no, considering she hates being a mom. And we were all kind of taken aback. We're like, what?
What?
And he was like, yeah, like, she posts on social media that she loves being a mom and that, like, she has this great time when she's, like, counting down the hours until I come home so I can kind of take the kid off her hands. And she, like, wants to get a nanny. Like, she posts all this stuff, but, like, that's not true. She hates being a mom. She kind of wishes we would have waited a couple years. Obviously, she loves our child, but it's not all as it seems. So I thought it was just very interesting because you would never know that. So, like, what kind of thing is someone faking on social media?
And what, if you want to, like, call them out, you could totally do that. What are you sick of seeing people fake on social media? Like, and Instagram, all the things.
It's so funny because I have another friend, too, who is constantly posting about her dog and, like, cuddling with it and playing
with it.
Don't
even tell me she hates her own dog.
She does not. Obviously, she doesn't hate her own dog, but her dog and her do not have a great relationship. She's like low-key kind of like abusive to this dog. I mean, she's not actually, but like she hates this dog, yet she's posting about it all the time.
All right, 833-563-2539. What are you sick and tired of people posting on social media? I have a question as well.
Okay,
so if there's a couple, and I'm noticing this, and this one of my friends is actually doing this right now. They are in a relationship, been dating probably like a month. And one of them, posting stories, did a solid post. The other one, nothing. No posts, no stories.
No history of
no
this guy.
No mention. One, or girl. Like, yeah, one time there was like a picture of like a food or they were out and it was like a tag, but like no. So what does that mean? Does that mean the one that's not showcasing is like, is still talking to other people?
Okay, so
it's
I think
new.
A couple
it's super
things.
New.
Okay, then yeah, they could be talking about someone.
But the, one
else?
Of them is like, oh my gosh, I found the one, like all in. And it's just such an imbalance.
The other person, I don't think clearly thinks so. I think if it's new, then it means like it's a big commitment to post your significant other on social media. That's cementing something right there. There's going to be history of that person forever. So I think like posting about a new relationship is a statement. And that person's not ready to make that statement yet. Clearly.
Okay. I have learned do not post until it's permanent.
Yes. Yes.
All right. 833-563-2539. We've got Ryan. His story seems a little far-fetched. I don't know. You be the judge. Ryan, good morning. What'd you want to say?
So, no joke. Back in high school, like, of course, a lot of kids, people have kids. But I had a friend who would carry around pictures of, like, just kids that she say she birthed. And we all know that it takes 9 months to create a baby. And she would have, like, 6 pictures of kids saying they're hers, like, telling teachers, anybody that would listen, just, oh, I just had this kid over the summer. But you didn't have a kid, like, and post on social media, that's her son. Like, and she doesn't, and she her little sisters were way younger than her, so we know they weren't her sister's kids. And they know they weren't, like, anybody else's.
Whose were
like,
these
take
kids,
pictures
then?
Out of magazines.
Out of magazines?
Yeah, like legit.
Oh my gosh.
Did someone then like recommend her to a psychiatrist? Like whatever
happened.
People
are so nuts. I had a girl I went to high school with. She told me, no joke, that Nick Carter was her boyfriend. And she met him one time backstage at a meet and greet. And she took that picture. I mean, she literally, and I think in her mind, she's just like, you know, she thought that was literally her boyfriend.
That's a whole other level of unhinged.
I know.
That
I feel
just
so
can't
bad.
Understand.
Guys, I have a confession.
What?
My pictures on Instagram, I actually don't look like that in real life. I just pick the best filters and the best angles.
Yeah, but it's not like you're picking somebody. Well, everyone
Poor
does child, that.
You're not alone. That's called Instagram.
Everyone does that.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Oh, coming up in your tea, it's the year of Lizzo continues. She just nabbed a huge award and why Steven Spielberg is totally embarrassed.